Hi, family, Bridge family, and hopefully multitudes of people will be able to witness this, because this is going to be a witness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I was once lost and now I'm found, once blind and now I see. And such a beautiful thing to be captured by grace, rescued from the pit of sin. Break it down for me, it was a pit of addiction, drug addiction. Took me in a very dark place in my life, and God rescued me, and I found myself 9 years ago in this wonderful church here called The Bridge, and had a wonderful relationship with our pastor, Jeff, and he poured out hours and time of feeding me, preaching and teaching. Not just here on Sundays, but he always found time to be there available for me. And why? Save to be sent. And such a beautiful thing. And looking back at it 9 years ago, I was a doer. And I wanted everybody I encountered who was lost and struggled with the same thing I did. I just wanted them to, please, Lord, set those captives free too, Lord. And Pastor tried to throttle me back at times, and I was putting the cart in front of the horse, and the Lord let me do that. But he stood me and corrected me. He never left me, he guided me. And it was a sanctification process, because all I know is I was saved. I didn't want to use drugs, and I wanted everybody to have what I had, freedom, true freedom, to be invited to walk in the marvelous light like I was given opportunity. And like I say, through sanctification, through prayer, through Pastor Jeff, through the leadership of this church, it became abundantly clear that it wasn't all about go, do. Sometimes I had to slow up and be patient and let God reveal where he wanted me to. And since that time, he opened the doors up to the Whitsitt Center, a drug rehab, state-run facility that man's law says the gospel really shouldn't be there. You can bring God in, but we can't say Jesus, all that. And I knew that going in. And I was told a long time ago, come on in, but we just you can share witness about God, but we don't want to say just Jesus. And I said, well, Jesus is the only one who saves, and we'll see how it goes. They said, okay, that's fine. And eight years later, Jesus goes with me at least once a month, approximately about 15 times a year, because we get the opportunity to go in at Christmas Eve and various other times I'll get a call, and it's beautiful. And Jesus goes with me every time. And there's been many people in the church over the years that have came alongside, teammates, Jesus, myself, and whoever else comes along. It's been beautiful. And you know, I've been to treatment facilities twice, living in the dark before I was saved, and I hated it. I didn't want to be there. I just went because it sounded a good place to go. My wife wanted me to go. I kept my job. Let's go there for all the wrong reasons. But now, when it's my time to come every third Thursday of every month, pray on the third Thursday of every month, because that's when we get our opportunity. I can't wait to get there. You know, I can't wait. It's like, you know, and it's always different. There's always, it's usually different people there, and the staff's been all in. And we've got the endorsement from Andrew Pond. And Andrew, if you ever get to watch this, I love you, brother. And he says, come on in, and you and Jesus keep coming. And it's wonderful. And you know, right beside the Whitsitt Center, there happens to be a place called the Carter Juvenile Detention Center. And it's real detention center. It's jail. You got to go through three sets of locked doors and searched and all. And that pretty much fell in my lap. Jesus opened the door for that facility. Just right place, right time. And it was his plan. And pretty much, come on in. And we did. And I say we. It was a lot more than just Jesus and I. We were so blessed. We had the whole worship team in there, right in the cafeteria of a juvenile detention center, praising and worshiping our Lord in a state-run facility. Staff was just, it was just wonderful. And, you know, we gained so many wonderful relationships with those young people in there. It was just, and that's been heavy, heavy, heavy on my heart, because that's been a very challenging ministry, to say the least. Not once we're there, that was the true blessing. The challenge is, several different times we've been asked to, that we can't come back. And it's something happened in the juvenile detention system in the state, and it's all under the same guidelines, and it's put a buffer at times. And then when we least expected, I'll get a phone call and said, can you come back? And it's yes, Lord, we go back. And right now, just pray for the Carter Center. If God will open that door. We don't know why. We know why it was closed, because of the sin of mankind. Somebody did something to interfere with us coming in there. So we'll pray through that, and hopefully we'll get that call, and then we'll be ready to go back in, because it's a beautiful ministry. I don't want to say was, because it'll happen. It'll happen in God's time, and I've learned to be patient, because His time doesn't line up with mine all the time, and I understand that now. That's through sanctification also. And you know, there's been a one other ministry that very few people know about. God knows about it, and He knows my heart, and He's led me to a place. I spoke briefly with Pastor Charlie about it. Is Penn North Recovery in Pennsylvania Avenue in Baltimore City. I happened to meet an individual probably 2 years ago. Name's Anthony, and he was struggling in the grip, and the same thing that I went through, and I could relate to him. And we've become very, very close. We've kept in contact, and he's received several of the Bibles that the church provides for the ministry, and thank you for that. And you know, fast forward a little bit, he too got rescued, and he ended up at Penn North as a resident patient, struggling day to day, and it's just beautiful. He actually works there now, and the gospel is preached. There's a biblical church right across the street. You know, he used to be just a friend. Now he's my brother, and he knows it. And we know it. God knows it. And I spent time with him today, actually, and it's beautiful. You know, and it's, I don't want to say the gospel plus, because gospel always comes first, but, it's nice to be able to take some sweaters up there, some things that are needed, because there's a lot of need. So I just pray and obey. You know, God's been sanctifying me, because I was the one a long time ago when I wanted to buy food for everybody, make sure everybody has clothes, you know, but all that's wonderful. But the truth is, do they have a relationship with the Lord? Because if you die with a warm coat, full belly, not knowing Jesus, where are you going to go? We know. You're either going with the Lord, or you're going to be separated in eternal misery and hell. So, coats are fine. Jacket's good. Sweater's good. Sandwich is nice. But do they know Jesus? That's the key. And that's where I'm at with that. That's an unlimited needed ministry over there. And it's just getting started. And We'll let you know more about that as God reveals. And you know, back to our leadership of our church. You know, saved to be sent. That's always been real clear to me. When I was a baby Christian, I was guided through the scriptures on just what God has called us to do, to be. Right here, you know, this is it. Acts 1:8 church, okay? Any church that denies that, they have to answer to the Lord. I know where our church stands, and that's a big amen, and I'm just glad that I've been invited by the Lord to be a part of this church. And thank you, Pastor Jeff, for your hours and hours of dedication, because I know I was wearing you out 8-9 years ago. But you were always available, and I love you for that. And Pastor Charlie, he's been a godsend, and Pastor Mike for your biblical wisdom, your phone calls, just to ask a question. And I know when I get done that phone call, Pastor Mike, I know I'm in good hands and in good direction, because there's thousands and thousands of verses, and I need good, strong biblical teaching, and I always pray to remain teachable, because God said his ways will not be man's ways. So I pray that I remain teachable. Amen. Until you call me home, Lord. Amen. And I hope to see, you know, anybody anywhere that ever gets to see this video that's not a part of us, please come. I'll be here every Sunday. And one more thing. You know, I can't play an instrument. I can't sing a note. I would embarrass myself. Lord be okay, because he said make a joyful noise. I think I could pull that off. But I tell you, just being a part of this body, I've been blessed to be a part of a worship team. Praise and worship team. Me. You know, I get the opportunity to run the soundboard. And follow the leadership of Matthew Dudak over the years, and it's been a blessing. It's just I have a wonderful family here, you know, and I don't want to say I've lost a lot of friends, and my family doesn't invite me to certain things anymore, but I didn't lose anything. I've gained so much, you know. I've lost the world and gain the Lord. That's the biggest gift of all. And if anybody out there says, I want to do something too, just pray. There's unlimited need for Christians. We're a limited resource, so go be. Pray and obey. He will find you something. Trust me. Unlimited. Just keep your eyes open and pray. And, you know, love everybody. And I just want to close in a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for giving me this opportunity to be your salt and light, Lord, and be able to truly witness what you have done. Rescued a sinner like me, Lord. Just thank you for inviting me in this body of believers with this wonderful leadership, as we spread the gospel throughout the world. Amen. Impala, Uganda, India, Kent Island, St. Johnsbury, and wherever anybody may tune in on any given Sunday or watch our services throughout the week, anytime they want. In your son's precious name, Jesus, I ask it all. Amen.